Why do we strive so fiercely after money? Psalm 49 tells us plainly that though we trust in our wealth, we can in no way redeem ourselves. Paul tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, that if we want to be rich, we fall into traps and temptations. We become slaves of our desires and possessions. Sound familiar? We should strive instead for righteousness, love, patience, and gentleness. If we truly believe that all we have is a gift from God, then whether from abundance or from lack, we admit it's not our money. I'm Joe Galloway.
Joe Galloway is a published author and popular speaker. With over 25 years of investment and banking experience, Joe works with individuals and business owners on their important money matters. In an effort to transform his work into a faith-filled vocation, Joe began It's Not Your Money, a web-based ministry that redirects people's attitudes about money and personal finances toward God. Joe's website is www.itsnotyourmoney.org. Again, itsnotyourmoney.org.